Welcome to the Hardwick Life Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Hardwick. I wanted to let you guys know that at Hardwick.life, it's our supplement company. I have a really difficult time promoting our own brand for some reason, although I take the supplements every single day and have been since we have started the company probably 3-4 years ago. I need to do a better job of promoting this because a lot of people come to me asking, which supplement should I take? Well, at the website, Hardwick.life, you'll see a slew of pharmaceutical grade supplements, which this is super important when you're thinking about buying supplements. I don't care if you buy from me. I don't care if you who you buy from, really. There's a lot of great products out there. What I do think, though, is if you're going to spend money on supplementation, that it needs to be of the highest grade. Pharmaceutical grade is that. And what pharmaceutical grade means is that it's tested to contain more than 99% of what the product says that it contains. So there's plenty of products that you can buy. You probably heard about Bang Energy Drink, which was claiming to be super creatine, whatever the hell super creatine means. And it was tested and it actually had zero creatine in it. So there's a lot of products like that out there. If you're not getting them from companies that are tested or that have the pharmaceutical grade label on them. And I just want you to be especially mindful. Some for me that are wildly important. Our Neuro is super good. And it's magnesium L3 and 8. And if you've ever heard of Dr. Huberman, Andrew Huberman at the Huberman Lab in Stanford, he was the first guy that brought magnesium L3 and 8 into my realm. I had never even heard of it. And he said how important it was. He's obviously huge now, the Huberman Lab podcast. I think he was, when he was my, third guest, that was only his second podcast that he'd ever done. And now he's one of the biggest podcasts in the world. He's fabulous. He's incredibly intelligent. But he said magnesium L3 and 8, it is the only magnesium that can cross the blood-brain barrier. It keeps the hippocampus volume high, which, if you're familiar with the brain, the hippocampus is the memory center of the brain. When they're looking at dementia and Alzheimer's, that's the one that they really measure the volume of. So our Neuro is very high in magnesium L3 and 8, and we take it before bed. Jamie takes it every night. She got on me last night for not having some stocked up. So I hit the order button and it should be here in a couple of days. So if you're interested in that or tons of other great products, our fish oil is really good. The Brain Life. I'm obviously super concerned about my brain because my former profession, where I took over 30,000 hits to the brain. So the Brain Life is very good. There's tons of excellent ones in there. And if you have any questions, you can just hit me up at Nick Hardwick on Instagram. And I will help you out as best that I can. All right. Thank you. Oh, by the way, thanks for listening. I'm going to give you Hardwick FF25 is 25% off of your order. And you can use that for life. So Hardwick FF25, that's 25% off of your total order. And I just want you to have great products and access to great products. Are they a little bit more expensive than some that you could buy elsewhere? Potentially, but they also have more of what you're looking for in a more processable manner. So anyway, Hardwick.life. And then I want to let you know we've got some exciting new partnerships that I'm working on. One is around sleep and one is around weightlifting, and two things that I'm pretty passionate about, obviously. And so that is it. Enjoy the episode. Here we go. Okay, joining us today on the Hardwick Life Podcast is my wife, Jamie Hardwick. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
Is it New Year's?
I don't know. Everyone says, I don't know. Yeah. I'm so confused.
You just said an S and it sounds funky. So I like Happy New Year.
Yeah, I think people say Happy New Year's Day is why they say Happy New Year's. Okay. You know, and so like I think there should be an apostrophe S in there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do agree. Happy New Year. Right. Happy New Year.
Okay. Well done. Yeah. Say that again.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Yeah. I like it better without the S.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. How's everything?
Life is good.
Good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just got done with a week of traveling and I was just in the shower for an incredibly long time because I don't know about you, but it feels so good to take your own shower again after being gone for a week. So I was just soaking up that hot water.
Yes, we were up in Canada visiting your family.
Which was awesome.
And I guess that's kind of become a tradition is after Christmas, we go up and visit your family for a week because everybody up there, your brothers and sisters and mom and dad all have the week off. And it just gives us really good time to rally around the family and spend tons of time together, which is fantastic. And we also get to sleep on a bed, on a bed on the floor and shower in not our place, but you got dog hair on you. I'm just going to peel that off of you real quick so I don't have to keep looking at that. But I got to tell you, I love going back home and just immersing ourselves in the whole tribe. I mean, because you've got two brothers and three brothers and a sister. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's five. Don't worry. I haven't been hitting the head that much. And everyone except one is married or engaged to be married.
Yep. And has kids.
So there's tons of cousins around. Everyone's basically our age within 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. What are the twins? 8 years younger than you?
They're 32.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so 7 years younger than you. Yeah. Okay. So 7 years younger than you. And it's just like this really good time. And mom cooks amazing food all the time. Way too much food. But it's super healthy. And I just think, you know, being in that environment for me, like, I don't know. There's something. It's just Canada, right? It's like just 8 hours away from here is how far the drive is to the Toronto area where your family lives. And there's something awesome about it for me. Like, it just really slows me down and grounds me and kind of brings me back to, I guess, what's important in life. And I think, you know, there are flaws to Canada, but I think what Canadians and probably a lot of countries like Canada have right is that they have time for family and they spend time with family. And nothing's too important. And like the funniest thing that I observed this year, this time around, and I think I said this to you on the car ride home, is nobody ever talks about what they do for work.
Like, right.
We not once talked about work.
Isn't that funny?
With anybody.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
And everyone works.
Everybody
like
works.
Just even my mom and my dad. Yeah, everyone works still.
Everybody works. Yeah. But work does not define anybody.
Right. And it is. It's funny, isn't it? There's really subtle differences.
But that's a subtle one, but it's also huge.
Right.
I think that's a huge difference between America and Canada. Because like the first, when you spend time with somebody, even a family member, how's work going? You know, who cares? What do you mean, how's work going? Like, of course it matters here in America because that's all we value is how's work going? Like, how's your work? You know, okay, great. But I love being up there because nobody asks me how work's going because nobody really gives a shit.
Right.
And I don't really work that much. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but here in America, you kind of feel bad. Like, how's work going? Yeah, it's fine. You know, I do what I do. I mean, help people get fit and healthy and all the things. But,
right.
You know, it's not like work. It's just an interesting observation that I have. So
yeah.
Anyway, I think that trip was a great stage for us to set on maybe defining our New Year's resolutions. So here we are.
Here we are, January 1st.
January 1st, and this is probably going to air, I think, on the 4th.
Okay.
So Happy New Year to everybody. And, you know, we're a couple days into this now. And hopefully almost out of college football bowl season. Working into the NFL playoffs, which I know for a lot of guys and like health issues, you know, like a lot of my clients are like, oh my God, I can't wait to be done with Christmas in this whole season and get through the New Year's because there's so many get togethers and so much food and the environment is not conducive really to health that they want to get out of that. And I'm like, hey, it's okay. Just maintain during this period. Don't freak out. Just maintain, do the best you can. And then when the waters smooth out a little bit, then we'll start making a little bit more progress.
Yeah.
But for a lot of men, the time to start is actually after the Super Bowl, which is super funny. So I think that's the number one time for men to start their fitness programs is the day after the Super Bowl, which is kind of funny and kind of sad at the same time.
Right.
Like, we got to wait on football season to end to take care of ourselves. What the hell are we doing?
I do have to say, if I never see another charcuterie plate, it'll be too soon.
A lot of charcutes.
God, I'm so sick of eating cheese and crap. Like, nobody has forced me to. I've chosen to eat so much cheese and crackers.
But it's sitting right there.
My stomach is still like, it's just one big ball of cheese. It's awful. So I do hear your clients. I'm obviously not a huge Super Bowl person. So
not the biggest day of your life.
Yeah, for me, just getting through the holidays, though, I'm like, okay, I'm done with mostly cheese and crackers
and salami and prosciutto.
Just having food at every gathering, and like you notice that too with my family. It's like nobody just sits there and the table's empty, and we're just sitting and chit chatting.
And that's your mom is such a homemaker. It's and she's so good at just keeping people around and talking, and like that dinner table with eight people that can sit at it at once, and the couches, and everybody's over there, and there's a nice little table in the middle where you can also set snack trays, and there's always a meal followed by a snack, followed by nuts, followed by cookies, followed by, you know, it never stops.
It never stops. And now all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock and, you know, and you've been sitting there for 4 hours and, you know, 3,000 calories later, I'm done with it. Yeah. I don't want any more snacking. Yeah. So it's a great time to start the new year. It was an awesome trip, but I'm just excited to be in a routine.
And have you been a big New Year's resolution gal?
Not really.
In the past, no?
No, not. I'm not a huge resolutioner.
No.
No. Mostly because it's just, I don't know. I don't love like the January 1st, like, okay, starting today, life is changing. I just, you know, every day and every week and every month, it's like it's another opportunity to change and to be better and to grow and to try something different.
Right.
And so for me, it's like if you make that hard January 1st date and then say like an event comes up on January 5th or the Super Bowl happens in February, you know, and you go off the rails, it's like, okay, well, next January 1st, that's really when I'm, you know, it's got a little of that to me.
Right.
But I, you know, I did make, we talked about it on the car ride. We had 8 hours in the car yesterday. So we talked a little with the kids and a little with us just about small kind of changes, whether we're adding or taking away things in our life. So yeah, so I'm a fan. I'm a fan of changing something, but I'm not a fan of putting all your eggs in that New Year's basket, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can do both thoughts at the same time.
Right.
And I think kind of the, I'm going to do a podcast, perhaps without you, that my friend Greg Hoffman, who is a former client and now friend, what he does every year, and I love this, is the thought of a word, like a guiding word to the new year.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I really like that concept because that can kind of, if you think deep enough, it can really envelop your whole life and your lifestyle and help guide that. So I do like that, and I'm going to do a podcast on that, and I really would encourage everybody out there to do that because that's pretty easy, isn't it? I mean, it's challenging, but it's easy, and it's easy to follow one word.
Right.
If it's a good enough word, then it can really help steer your entire year, which is really cool.
That is cool. Sort of a mantra.
Yeah. And so here's what I want to encourage people to do. Here's what I'm going to do. And this goes back to my friend who is a Navy SEAL, Pat Dossett. I did a podcast with him really early on when it was still the Finding Center podcast, and it was called Moving the Horizon. And what he basically said was during Navy SEAL training, during budge training, that the days were incredibly long and the training was arduous. And if you thought too far ahead, you would ring that bell, tap out, put your helmet on the walk and get out of there and quit. Because just thinking too far and having that horizon just be infinitely in the distance is overwhelming to a lot of people. So what he talked about was just moving that horizon to a manageable pace. And if you've got a great abundance of energy, he was like, well, these next 100 push-ups aren't going to be a big deal, or the next 2 miles isn't going to be a big deal. But when his energy started to wane, his resilience started to drop a little bit, then it became just get 20 steps. Just do these 3 push-ups. That's all I can manage at this time. And when I get done with those 3, then I'm going to do another 3. So I really like the concept of moving and changing your own horizon, just bringing that into a manageable distance. And so we've done that with the Lose Like Alignment program. We did that and to great success, where people were going 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And it was really successful. Because it's manageable. So like you're saying, it's like putting all your eggs in this one thing. Well, it's a really long year. It's going to happen in a hurry, but it's a really long year. So if you put all your eggs in this basket and you fail once, well, the race is over.
Right.
I'm out. And I just don't believe that's a really good strategy. So what I'm doing, and I guess what I would encourage others to do if they have a difficult time sticking to a New Year's resolution, is just do it for 1 month. Just January. Let's start with January. And then when February comes, we can either adjust our goal, we can double down on our goal, we can change our goal. So whatever we need to do at the end of this month, let's just do it for the month. And then after the month, then we can change.
We're like that.
And see how we're doing.
Yeah.
Because seasons change, life changes, all the things happen, right. And we have to be willing to adjust and adapt, and we can't have these hard and fast rules that are going to last you the rest of a lifetime because you change. You're going to change. You know, some people are going to change in a hurry. Circumstances are going to change in a hurry, but you better be willing to change and adapt with life, and your program better be able to change and adapt with life, or you're going to fail.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the way that it is. You have to adjust. So, with that said, go ahead. Where are we going?
Okay, so it's funny that you said that because we didn't even talk about that. But my goal right now going into this new year is the month of January, I want to go dry. Because along the same lines as my cheese and crackers, it's been wine every day for probably the whole month of November, December, to be honest.
Yes, because you had an abundance of parties.
Holiday party. I mean, Thanksgiving parties. You know, I went on vacation in November for a week. Came home. It was like, yeah.
Which is, I got to say, it's super cool.
Oh, it's
that
awesome.
You've got so many friends.
Yes.
And such a network of people that have parties and they're your good friends. They're not just acquaintances that
right.
You're going over. You're staying up late. You girls are drinking wine and having a great time. It's all your tennis friends. You've just developed such a neat network of people through that. But at the same time, you know, it was a long month of parties.
Two months.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because you did go to Cancun for tennis. That's correct.
So anyway, so that's my goal for January, just to, you know, eliminate the cheese crackers and alcohol. Three things, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah, just because for me, the alcohol leads to more snacking. You know, it's just kind of a vicious cycle.
It decreases inhibition.
Yeah. And then the next morning you wake up and your stomach's a little bit like kind of wool because the alcohol. So then I'm like, wow, what do I need? Well, I need some greasy breakfast. So it just.
And you're tired.
And you're a little tired because you don't sleep well. And for me, staying up late and drinking are sort of like, it's like that double-headed monster.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't really start drinking at 3 o'clock. You know what I mean? It's like the wine opens at 8 o'clock. So now all of a sudden it's midnight. So anyways, I think there's a lot that encompasses that, but I'm just going to try to not have any alcohol for the next 30 days.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then I'll see. I'm not getting crazy. I'm not going to go dry forever. But for 1 month.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm not in that kind of place yet.
And even if you're on a diet plan, like it's not a great idea to go, this is it for the rest of my life. It's just not a great idea.
Right.
You know, you can start keto, do whatever you got to do, lose intermittent fasting. It doesn't matter. But be willing to adjust. You know, just be willing to adjust your schedule. Because
if you're rigid on anything, right, it's really hard.
Flexible.
Yeah.
Be a flexible human.
Yeah.
Yes. Be willing to adjust, have a lot of tools, and be willing to change. So kind of along your lines, one of my first ones that I'm going to go with too is really I'm going to eliminate intoxicants. You know, just all of those. Just got to eliminate those out of my life for a month, done.
Cool.
So and that really is, you know, part of the deal is like, same thing as you, except mine wasn't partying. Mine was coaching, you know, and it's late nights up till 1 a.m., up at 5 a.m., a little bit of stress worked in there, but not overly stressed, but just like really overly worked.
Yeah.
And with the backlog of work that had to be done and trying to spend time with you guys and family and, you know, getting way high, you know, in the morning, same thing. It's like you're tired, you're stressed, you stayed up late, your body's drained, and now it's like 900 milligrams of caffeine.
So are you eliminating coffee?
I'm not. I'm reducing caffeine.
Oh, okay.
So my next one was going to be reducing caffeine
to
under 200 milligrams a day for
month. So that's like a cup of coffee.
Two cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like one, it would be one probably grande Starbucks.
Okay.
Which would be about 160 to 200 milligrams.
All right.
You know, and then so two cups of regular coffee at the house would be about 160 milligrams.
Cool.
So keep that down so I don't have the need to come down, right?
Yeah.
To bring myself back down from that high so I could get to sleep of some sense.
Yeah.
And then you're sluggish. It's like this vicious cycle that's created. So really my goal is to get off of this high, low, cycle.
The upper downer cycle.
Get off of that.
Yeah, I get you.
Get off of that.
Cool. Yeah.
And just really find more balance. So that's my first one. I've got a couple of others.
Okay.
I don't know if you do.
No, I don't, because I don't think that far in advance.
Okay, so a couple others that I have. I'm going to have a smoothie and a salad every day. So this is part of the original. I'm kind of, as you guys, they went on a 6-mile run today, and I rollerblade next to Hudson so I can, like, keep him. He's not a natural runner, so he just kind of.
Not yet.
Keep him distracted, keep him entertained, maybe keep him motivated. And he just did it. So you guys did a 6-mile run, which is amazing. Yeah, not yet. Not yet's exactly right. So you guys did it. It was super amazing. And as we're on that, like, a word kept coming back to me. And this is not going to be my word of the year. I've got another word of the year. But, you know, it was like full circle. Like, come back full circle to where it was when we were retired from the NFL, when health was of the utmost importance. You know, when I was really doing everything I could to take care of my brain and take care of my joints and not beat myself up too bad. And I know I was making, during football season, less than desirable food choices because I was tired, I was stressed. And thankfully, I know enough to know that if I'm making these food choices, then I better be banging some weights pretty heavy and putting on, using it for fuel to build muscle rather than adding fat on. So thankfully I was able to do that, but it's time to really be a little bit more gentle with myself. And so coming back to having, and this is all part of my original Lose Like Alignment program, was having a smoothie every day and having a salad every day. Cause I know if you bang those two things, like, you're just full for a long time. You've got all your vitamins, all of your minerals.
Yeah.
You've got all of those things. You're checking those boxes. You're getting your protein in. You're getting hydrated. You're getting your fiber. Like, all the things that you could possibly want are really in those two meals. And so that's going to be a big priority for me.
Cool.
So that, and another thing that I do and I've done a lot of is just stretching. Like, I stretch all the time, but I want to make it to a class every week.
Ooh, I want to jump on that with you.
I want to make it to a yoga class every week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. I just
add that to my list.
Yeah. It's so funny, isn't it? How we get caught in, like, you get caught in these strange rabbit holes, you know, like, I'm starting to lift again, lift heavy, put muscle on. Okay, cool. Why? So it looks good. But it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What am I doing with this?
Well, how do you feel? Ultimately, is what's the most important. How do you feel?
Can you do anything with it? Right. Or does it just look good?
Right.
Like, so that's been a thought of mine. You know, it's like, yeah, I do. I love having muscles. I love looking good. I love the kids that go, man, dad's jacked. Like, that's super cool for me. It is a source of pride. But at the same time, I've always said this. More weight's not good. It doesn't matter if it's muscle or fat. Like, it's, you're wearing down your joints. So be mindful of what you're asking of your body. And, you know, you look at these bodybuilders or power lifters and it's super cool what they can do and how they look. It's not healthy. I don't give a crap how you want to slice it. It's not healthy.
Right.
To have that much muscle, to be sitting at 260 pounds at 6% body fat. Okay, great. Maybe you're a little healthier than somebody who's 260 with 22% body fat.
Maybe.
It's still freaking, it's I would argue it's harder on your heart.
Yeah.
Because all that muscle needs oxygen all the time. And right. It needs a crap ton of food to stay there. So can you eat more food and look better? Yeah, you can. However, is it healthier? I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. So
cool.
Anyway, so that's a thing for me. It's coming back to yoga class. And then Hudson does this every night, and I thought about this the other day as I tuck him into bed, and he's got a journal by his bed, and he journals every day. He just journals every single day. What happened today? What did I do? And so I'm going to keep a journal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so that's kind of my last one, and I started today, and I'll have to redo this because I need to go get a fresh journal, but this is kind of like, what did I eat and what did I do?
Yeah.
So that's just kind of like, this is my body journal, if you will.
Now, will you weigh in? Is that going to be part of your journaling?
Oh, I guess I should.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I just,
I mean, not every day, but
Yeah, no, maybe, but just to keep, you know, to just watch what happens. Yeah,
maybe once a week I'll
especially
weigh
as you go through your cycles.
Yeah, once a week I will.
Because I think you and, like, what I've learned about you is you're real cyclical. So, you know, football season is just always your – it's a natural weird phase in your life. Like, every July – there's this like ramp up. Mm-hmm. I mean, and right now you're retired, so it's a ramp up to absolutely nothing. But it's always this like, let me get bigger, let me get stronger, let me, like, you know,
it's
start consuming more food. And it's, yeah, it's just this like almost like a hibernation period, right? Where you're like, I got to get ready for battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, or maybe hibernation's not the right word. It's like this rev up period.
Yeah.
And then January, it's the natural end to the football season. So it's this like, again, coming back to center.
If you miss the playoffs.
Right. But right. But regardless, if you make playoffs, so say like even in 2 weeks, right? It's like this natural sort of like, okay, it's over. I'm feeling like crap. I'm tired. I'm lethargic. Mm-hmm. Okay, what can I do to make myself feel good? So it's just, it's an interesting wave that I think we ride of yours.
A lot.
That happens mm-hmm. like this. So it's it good does. Though. I mean, it's cool. It's a good time to reset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To bring that back.
Totally.
So, yeah, that's mine.
Cool. Well, it was neat talking to the boys just real quick. So Hudson, who you just described as like the least natural runner of all time, like bless his heart.
That's not true. He's like me. So I told him, I said I had never run 6 miles until I was in high school at one time. Cause I just wasn't a runner.
Yeah.
You know, just not naturally bouncy.
Yeah. And see, I thought he was more like me because I have no bounce. I can't jump over a credit card. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I also grew up in a house with probably 5 packs of cigarettes were consumed a day.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not it's not necessarily great for your cardio.
Okay. So
anyway, go ahead.
Again. Yeah. I diverge. It's like back to HUD.
Yeah.
But he has this cool goal. You know, in May, there's this mini marathon, half marathon here. And he's like, I really want to be able to do 13.1 miles. And I was like, really? And he's like, yep. So every week he wants to, you know, increase by about a half mile. And he's been doing awesome. I mean, we started this whole running deal probably 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was 3 miles. And we had tears and screaming and stopping. And it was horrible. And I was like.
And like some weird like self-induced hyperventilation.
Yes. My lungs. I can't breathe. I need an inhaler. Awful. It's asthma. It's all of this. And I was like, what in the actual is going on? You know, and again, it was like this fine line between like ignoring it and encouraging him. And again, I'm like
getting mad at him.
What the hell?
Yeah,
so
like finding ways to motivate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are 5 weeks later. And today was 6 miles, zero tears, you know, zero really yelling. He talked most of the run.
That's great.
You know, he goes at his own pace, but he does it. And yeah, so today that's what he came up with his goal. And I was like, God, that's cool. Isn't it?
Yeah, it was really neat. And I rollerblade with him because I can't run. And so I just get a like, because if I were running, I wouldn't be having a conversation. But he was like, what's an Ironman? You know, he asked that today. He's like, Dad, what's an Ironman? I was like, well, I told him what it was. I explained the distance to everything. He goes, wow, that's really hard. I go, it's really hard. He goes, how long does it take? And I was like, anywhere from like 9 to 15 hours probably. I don't know what the cutoff time is.
Right.
But I just, that was... You know, just to even have the thought of like, what's possible?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool that his brain even goes there.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's neat. It's a neat question to ask your kids and to, you know, to figure out kind of where they're at. Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool. And, and Teddy's.
Teddy's is, it's funny, but if you know Teddy, it's perfect. His is to be less awkward socially. So like when he gets in uncomfortable situations, whether he's meeting an adult or, you know, we just had my grandmother's funeral while we were back and he was meeting a lot of, you know, new people that he had never, he does this weird, like, we represent.
Yeah, he kind of like kicks his feet out in front of him.
And it's like and real
just,
weird.
He bobs back and forth and he just doesn't sit still.
Yeah. And it's just, it's really uncomfortable for everybody. You're like, just so his goal is to work on that. So if anybody interacts with Teddy, look him in the eye and make sure he looks you back, because I thought that was a really good self-aware resolution to make.
I thought it was great. It was just kind of a, I want to be more mature.
Right.
Type deal.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool because that's the one thing we urge of him too, is to, he's got to expedite the maturation process. I mean, I don't want to steal the childhood from him, but there could be a little bit of maturation going. So just having that self-awareness, I thought was super cool.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it's neat that both kids chose a goal, obviously completely opposite. You know, Hudson's great around new people. Teddy's great at running. They have, you know, very little in common when it comes to personality things. So it's neat that they both chose their own goals that they both struggle with. I thought it was neat. So it's a neat conversation to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, happy new year to you.
Awesome. Happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year to everybody out there.
Yeah.
And I guess we would urge you to sit down with your family and look each other in the eye and not kick your feet like a Lollipop Guild kid and find your own New Year's resolution.
Yeah, have hard conversations.
Yeah, have challenging conversations that are, you know, good for everybody. So
good. Well, thanks, guys.
Those are ours. Thanks for listening to ours. And we will talk to you next time. And next week I will reveal my word of the year.
Oh, cool. I'm excited to hear that.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.